That's all right. You can clap. kind of whatever you do in word and deed, do all heartily unto the Lord. So yeah, let's clap. Hey, it's good to have you here this morning. And if you have your Bibles, you want to open to Psalm 76. That's our reading this morning. And it's a psalm celebrating the great victories that the Lord has brought for those of the oppressed, and especially how God has subdued and plundered the enemies of God's people. So in Psalm 76, in your Bibles or on the overhead, you can follow along with me. In Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. And Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There he broke the arrows of the bow, the shield and the sword of battle. You are more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted were plundered, and they have sunk into their sleep. And none of the mighty men have found the use of their hands. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and the horse were cast into the deep sleep. You yourself are to be feared, and who may stand in your presence? When once you are angry, you cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still. Then God arose to judgment to deliver all the oppressed of the earth. Surely the wrath of man shall praise you. With a remainder of wrath, you shall gird yourself. Make vows to the Lord your God and pay them. Let all who are around him bring presents to him who ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is awesome to the kings of the earth. Father, we do thank you, Lord, for your name. We thank you that in all the earth, we pray that it may be known. Lord, that every nation would know the name of the Lord, our God. And Father, we do pray that just as you've given us, Lord, your name, and you've set your spirit within the church, Lord, that we would be faithful to proclaim who you are, your greatness, your goodness, the salvation you've brought to all mankind. Father, we pray that we might be those true and faithful witnesses of all that you are. Lord, so we thank you so much for your grace and your goodness this morning. We pray that you continue to pour your spirit out upon your people. Lord, I pray that you would be blessed by our time of worship, that we would exalt your throne in our midst. And Lord, open our hearts to the word that you have for us this morning. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You can stand or be seated, but let's praise the Lord together.
Shall I? that this morning. We thank you that we can be confident in your love, confident in your goodness towards us. Lord, no matter what our lives may look like at the moment, no matter what our weeks may have looked like, Lord, we set our hope on you, God. Lord, but our Lord. Let's all stand together.